What is going on with the French police? That's a question many French people asked themselves when officers took to the streets 2 weeks ago. The demonstrations lasted for more than 10 days, with some illegally taking place at night, and led French President François Hollande to meet with representatives of police unions last Wednesday. Parisians witnessed the unusual spectacle of law enforcement officials on the streets, looking very much like the protesters they are meant to police. Wearing armbands, holding flags and linking arms, police officers, some with their faces partially covered, were marching almost every day for 10 days. The message here is simple. Enough is enough. Grégory Barrault, a police officer, told RFI why he was protesting.
What really affects all our colleagues in France and overseas, policemen, gendarmes, is that sense of impunity. That means that some people can burn us, make an attempt on our lives, push us around, and they can insult us and spit on us. And the answer to that? Nothing. So if or when we represent the state and defend the people, no one stands up for us. Well, it will soon be chaos.
Frustration with increasing workload and extra hours, coupled with a perceived lack of respect, are the two things that drove officers to the streets. But are those fears justified? Christian Mouana, a sociologist and specialist of French police with Sciences Po, says it's not the first time this happens.
These protests have been quite common since 1983. Every 3 or 4 years, we regularly have big police demonstrations. There are several sources of discontent. First, as with any public service, they're irritated with the bureaucratic and centralized management style. There are budget problems, equipment that doesn't work, vehicles which are unavailable. And because police officers feel, sometimes quite rightly, that they put their lives on the line, this is all the more unbearable. The police is still often managed by the statistical results it produces, which often doesn't mean much. It's an organization where relations between officers and their superiors are frequently quite superficial and based on results.
There's also a sense of lingering disconnection between French people and the police force. Many were critical on social media and even afraid of seeing officers marching down from the Champs-Élysées to the Élysée. The wave of protests was sparked by an attack on 4 officers by a gang armed with Molotov cocktails. Christian Hout, an historian with the Sorbonne University who specializes on the French police, details this complex relationship.
I think the relationship is essentially paradoxical. We've observed that during the last 2 years, but we've never had so much polarization on both sides. We've seen love for the police with the Je suis Charlie demos and an overall atmosphere of homage to the police. But there's also an anti-police movement that has radicalized. And it's not new either. In a way, they're two sides of the same coin, i.e. a relationship that's not resolved. That's probably the French peculiarity. Our relationship to the police is paradoxical because it's basically not pacified.
Vincent Denis, an historian working at the Paris 1 Panthéon-Sorbonne University, says the police has never been popular throughout history.
Well, it's difficult to compare because the police were different at the different period in France. But yes, the police has never been a popular institution in the country. In different periods, in the 18th and 19th century, it has been very much identified with the dictatorial regime that were in France at the time. So the absolute monarchy for Paris in the 18th century. Or in the 19th century, the French Napoleonic Empire, and then Napoleon III. And during the interwar, there was a lot of secret police and the struggle against communist and right-wing activists. And the police was associated with politics a lot in France.
While recent opinion polls say French people mostly approve the police requests, there's still a part of the population that does not. France has a long tradition of clashes between police forces and left-wing protesters, the most recent example being last spring's protests against a new labour law. Explaining that divide between the police nationale and the public is not easy. But Arnaud Hout says part of the answer is that the French system is too centralized.
From the very start, the police force in France has been viewed from a national and centralized perspective. That can be seen with the Gendarmerie Nationale, one of the two forces that France has, that has had a centralized military status since the revolution. This is a real difference because there's no local dimension as in other countries. The police are immediately linked to political power, so it's a factor of tensions. The other reason is there is a rather complicated history with police violence and police disputes over several centuries. It creates a common memory that can be reactivated, especially in far-left circles.
Hout adds that the other issue here is that the French police effectively represents the state's authority.
Historically, the police and the gendarmerie are associated with centralized missions. They're traditionally associated with the authority of the estate and they ensure public safety. These missions are less valued by the institution, which prefers more glamorous tasks. This can create a distance between the police forces and the public.
Compared to other European countries, the French police system is vastly different. Take the UK, for example. There's almost 49 different bodies of police there, where in France, there's only two. Vincent Denis.
There is now a convergence between different models. But basically, yes, the French system is extremely centralized and militarized. That is, and even when you are training to be a policeman, this is not very different from what you do when you are in the army. In England, the training is totally different. It's based on role-playing. It's based on interaction with the public. There is a lack of formation in the French police, and there is a refusal of any intellectual challenge to change stuff, to change anything, to change the organization, to change the training. So the police feel threatened by the rest of society and popular. They have a strong sense of professional identity. They are refusing any change. It is the body of the public and civil administration where the number of union members is highest.
Last week, Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve announced that the police would receive an extra €250 million in funding to update equipment and promised an inquiry into police officers' rights to self-defense. While this immediately appeased the protesting officers, some are calling for more comprehensive reforms. Sociologist Muhana says bringing back local police would be a good idea.
We should reform the police to make it less centralized because all decisions are taken in Paris. This is very slow and extremely complicated. A police station located in the center of a city won't be doing the same thing as a police station in the suburbs. It would be interesting to have a decentralized police force with officers assigned to different territories. We should also change the strategy, since we have a policy that's essentially there to manage the people. I mean manage and not serve. When it intervenes, it does so only in response to events. The police is rarely there before an event. It rarely talks to people and does very little prevention.
Current political discourse in France seems to be focused on security and terrorism. But with the French presidential elections looming ahead, no one is promising long-term reforms. Many candidates on both sides are, however, promising more funding, better work conditions and new hires. Police unions in France still retain some power, not like in other European countries. The question is, will they sit back until after the elections and impose changes on the new government or call on candidates to promise more long-term changes? And there's a good news for the current government. Police demonstrations are over, for now at least. Fabien-Jeanique Charbonnel for RFI in Paris.